All right, so we had a little bit of a pre-sheer over here, but so let's see if we, what we can get done today. Yeah, so which point do you want to take up?
The Baal Ta'acher
for Reish Lakish. Okay, so it's interesting. So what you really got to think about in this sugya, I mean, to be thorough over here, is the what is the Baal Ta'acher of Harei or Harei Nozir when he's in the Kever, right? When he's in the basic Varos. The basic problem that we have is what? That according to the way the Grizz is learning, I mean, it's pretty much, it's pretty clear from the Gemara, but certainly from the way the Grizz is learning, he's saying the Kabbalah of Harei Nozir when the guy's in the basic Varos is ineffective, right? Because Kabbalah requires Kabbalah's Kiyam HaNazirus, and that's not possible according to the Reish Lakish in the basic verse. So therefore, he says in those words, it's not a Kabbalah. I mean, he uses those words, it's not a Kabbalah. And that would certainly be true according to the Shittas that say when he leaves, he has to do a Kabbalah, right? A real Kabbalah. But the question then is, what is the Baal Ta'acher? I mean, Mamarashach. If it's a Kabbalah, then he should be a Nazir. And if it's not a Kabbalah, then it's nothing. So where's the Baal Ta'acher of Naziris, right? And furthermore, I think just to be thorough, we should also kind of think about what is this second case of Baal Ta'acher as opposed to the first case of Baal Ta'acher. I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there was no other case of Baal Ta'acher. But according to the way everyone else is learning, there are two cases of Baal Ta'acher. Are they the same, just two different examples? Or are they? Do they represent different roots to Baal Ta'acher, different forms of Baal Ta'acher. Okay? Yeah. So what do you...
Could you say that? We can't hear.
Yeah, I'll repeat it. So what's being offered today is like this, that, like we were saying the other day, that neder, and that the amir, that the Kabbalah's Naziris is also a Maiso neder. Right? That's part of what we have from this Hekesh. That there's a Baal Yachel on Naziris. So part of the part of Kabbalah's Naziris is also that the statement has the quality of neder. Now normally a person says a rainy nazir, so will be doing both of them simultaneously. He'll have Kabbalah's Naziris, and that will be chal, right? Kabbalah's Naziris means that which makes the Naziris chal. Can we say that? Okay. But there's also an element of neder in the amira. So the case of the nozir ba bebeis hakvaros, the way these guys are learning is like this, is that he says, we got to fill in one point also. Sorry, one question we got to answer also is why, according to the Ran, is it not simply after three regalim? Right?
Okay.
If it's just a neder to be a nozir.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So say like this, that when he says Hareini Nozir and he's in the Beis HaKvaros, so in a certain sense, the Maisa of Kabbalah's Naziris is not effective because it cannot be Chal in the Beis HaKvaros, right? According to Reish Lakish. So all that remains is the element of neder. In other words, in the Beis HaKvaros, it's the way to sort of filter out the element of Kabbalah's Naziris from the statement of Naziris and leaves you with simply the quality of Neder of Naziris. Okay? And that din of Neder Naziris is where the Baal Ta'acher exists. Now, is this way of learning is that the Baal Ta'acher, that the Gemara is saying, once I say that neder, that Naziris is also a Maisa Neder, therefore there should be there, and the Hekesh is telling me that all the elements of Neder apply to the Neder of Naziris, then is looking for the case of the Baal Ta'acher of that Neder of Naziris, right? So he says like this, but the problem is the Neder and the Kabbalah's Naziris are normally simultaneous, right? So you can't have a Baal Ta'acher of the Neder element of Naziris when the Kabbalah is always a part of the Neder. And the Kabbalah is an immediate Chalos. Right? So the Gemara is, I think the Gemara is trying to present two ways of separating out the Kabbalah, the Chalos, and the Kabbalah and the Neder. The first way is where the guy simply makes the statement, B'toras Neder, Harei Olai Li Lo Efter Min Olam Atche Ehei Nazir. Okay. In other words, the way he formulates, the Gemara is saying you can formulate the statement of Nazirus purely in the framework of Neder itself, and without a Kabbalah, without any statement of Hareini. In other words, Hareini Nazir is a statement, or Re Alai Lios Nazir, that's Kabbalah. But and within Kabbalah, it's impossible to have Baal Ta'achar, because it's an immediate Chalos. So the Gemara is having two ways of bringing in Baal Ta'achar. Either in the way he makes this, either he constructs the statement as a statement of neder to be a nazir. That's lo efter min olam atshei nazir. Okay, and then you'll have Baal Ta'acher, or you could say what was the other one? No, the other one. What?
Kisher.
No, the other one. The 2 years. Kodem Shiavu Beishana Mehi Nazir. So in that sense, the Dibur is not taking the form of Kabbalah. It's taking the form of Neder alone. You can the first type of answer is to deviate from the Lashon of Nazirus out of the Lashon of Kabbalah and into the Lashon of Neder. Hore lo efter min olam atshehe nazir. That's not Lashon Kabbalah's Nazirus. That's a Lashon of Neder Nazirus. So that's one way the Gemara says. You can reformulate the statement to avoid an immediate Kabbalah, and then it turns into a Neder of Nazirus, as opposed to a Nazirus that's also a Neder. It becomes a Neder of being a Nazir. Then you're thrown into the realm of Baal Ta'achar. You'll have the three regalim Baal Ta'achar or an immediate Baal Ta'achar. But the second answer is saying, I can show you a Baal Ta'achar of Nazirus even with the straight Lashon of Nazirus, without altering the Lashon of Nazirus. I can take the normal statement of Nazirus and construct a case where that results in a Baal Ta'achar. How? Where I'm in a situation where the Kabbalah's Nazirus element of the statement is impossible. Right? So then it becomes, all that's left is the neder of Nazirus. Okay? The only thing is, what is the neder of Nazirus? The neder of the Nazirus is not Ehei Nazir Kishe Eitze Min Abes HaKvaros. Right? The lashon of the neder is not totally on a future Maisa. Right? The lashon of the neder is, I will be a Nazir now. You understand? So it's not chal in terms of a Kabbalah, because it can't be chal. But the neder is chal. The neder of I will be a Nazir immediately is chal. Therefore, it's no different than the guy who says, Harei alai lehevi karba miyad. So the neder element is a miyad element. You understand? The point is like this. It's not that we're reinterpreting the neder to be, I will be a Nazir when I become tahar. It's not a neder. It's not like the first case. The first case is he's saying, I will be a nazir in the future, right? So then, in order to have that to be Baal Ta'acher, you've either got to have the quantitative of three regalim, or the statement has to be such that the Kabbalah of the future Nazirus is diminished every minute. Or there's some impetus, there's some necessity on being makabel it earlier. Over here, that's not the case. Over here, the case is that the lashon of the neder is chal as an immediate obligation, because he says, right now I am a nazir. The only problem is the kabbalah's nazirus is impossible, but the neder to be a nazir immediately is chal. Therefore, if he doesn't run out of the Beis HaKvaros and be metahir, he'll be over Baal Ta'achar. Right? That's the way the Gemara is going to go according to the Ran. Now, the question though is about, is it a full Kabbalah or is it a Kabbalah Mu'etes? That's an interesting question. Is it a full Kabbalah or a Kabbalah Mu'etes? By the way, it would seem according to Rabbeinu Tam that he holds that this is Baal Ta'akhir of Naziris alone. And that is a Chiddush, that there is a Baal Ta'akhir of, that we can turn the Maisa of Kabbalah into a Baal, there is a Baal Ta'akhir in the Kabbalah itself. But I'm not sure about that. We'll think about that. Yeah.
But Rebbe, if there's no...
What do you say about, like, what is a Kabbalah Mu'atis versus a full Kabbalah? Just to sum it up, no, the Gemara is saying there's a Hareini Nazir is Kabbalah's Naziris. But then the Torah says it also qualifies under the greater framework of Neder. And now the Gemara is trying to see how is it possible to have a Baal Yachil in that Neder of Naziris? Because Baal Ta'akhir. Because since the neder and the Kabbalah are synonymous, since the Torah is telling you that the Kabbalah's Naziris is also a neder, so then how is it possible to delay that neder? Because since the neder is itself the Kabbalah's Naziris, it's always going to be chal when you make the neder, right? That's the problem the Gemara is wrestling with. Are you going to tell me that the Maisa of Naziris is also now endowed with the quality of Neder, right? And the Gemara and the Hekesh says, and also has all of the dinim of Neder, it'll have Baal Ta'akhir too. Well, how could you have a delay in the Neder of Nazir if the Neder of Nazir is nothing more than Kabbalah's Nazir? And Kabbalah's Nazir is always automatic. Kabbalah's Nazir is always synonymous with Chalos Nazir. So it becomes like a contradictory statement. How could you tell me Kabbalah's Nazir is now endowed with the Shem Neder, which is capable of delaying, but what is endowed with the status of Neder? The Kabbalah, but Kabbalah is always the Chalos. So how could you say that you did the Neder of Nazir and he has a delay in being and he's delaying in being a Nazir? How did he make the neder? He made the neder by making himself a nazir. He made himself a nazir. There's no delay. Right? That's the logical problem the Gemara is trying to work out. So the Gemara has two ways of dealing with that. Either you have to be able now to take advantage of the element of neder that is that creates an obligation to do. And so he says you can either do that by saying, Lo efter min olam atche ehei nazir, where you're constructing the Kabbalah in a way that that turns the whole Kabbalah into the topic of the neder. Right, the Kabbalah's neder, the Kabbalah's naziris becomes now the topic of the naziris, or because I do the Kabbalah's naziris in a way that the chalos is impossible, so then all I'm left with is the neder element of that. Then all that remains of the Kabbalah's Naziris is the neder of being a Nazir. Then I'll be over Baal Ta'akhir.
Can you possibly also say that?
I guess the question with the Kabbalah Mu'atis is, in what way is it Mu'atis? Right, that's what's bothering some of you guys. In what way is it Mu'atis? In what way is it deficient from a regular Kabbalah? Neder has the element of obligation, and Kabbalah has the element of chalos. So if your neder is the Kabbalah, then it's impossible to delay. So you've got to filter out the Kabbalah from the statement, and to remain only with the obligation of the statement, and not the actuality of the chalos. So you can either do that artificially through structure, or you can do it through the situation that negates the possibility of the chalos. Then all that will be left is the nether. Okay. But in terms of the Kabbalah, it's a good question. What does he say? He says, Hareini kamosha nodarti? That's what he says, right? Okay, one second. So there are actually two questions over here. No, the first question is, let's take Reish Lakish. This is the other question that people ask. Say, how come by Reish Lakish, you have to do another Kabbalah? What about take Shmuel? Hareini nazir ayom, Hareini nazir ayom, right? So he can't be a nazir ayom twice. So we say that the second Naziris is chal automatically at the end of Shloshim. He does not need to do any Kabbalah. It's an automatic chalos. Right? That's one question. And now Josh is asking the opposite question. According to the Shittu, who says that it's not chal at all, right, is he obligated to be makabal a second Naziris? Right. Good questions.